how they broke away to go to the Rutabaga country. Gimme the axe. Lived in a house where everything is the same as it always was. Gimme the axe said, the chimney sits on top of the house and lets the smoke out. The doorknobs open the doors. The windows are always either open or shut. We're always either upstairs or downstairs in this house. Everything is the same as it always was. So he decided to let his children name themselves. He said the first words they speak as soon as they learn to make words shall be their names. They shall name themselves. When the first boy came to the house of Gimme the Axe, he was named Please Gimme. When the first girl came, she was named Ask Me No Questions. And both of the children had the shadows of valleys by night in their eyes, and the lights of early morning when the sun is coming up on their foreheads. And the hair on top of their heads was a dark, wild grass. And they loved to turn the doorknobs, open the doors, and run out to have the wind comb their hair and touch their eyes and put its six soft fingers on their foreheads. And then, because no more boys came and no more girls came, Gimme the Axe said to himself, my first boy is my last, and my last girl is my first, and they picked their names themselves. Please Gimme grew up and his ears got longer. Ask Me No Questions grew up and her ears got longer. And they kept on living in the house where everything is the same as it always was. They learned to say just as their father said. The chimney sits on top of the house and lets the smoke out. The doorknobs open the doors. The windows are always either open or shut. We are always either upstairs or downstairs. Everything is the same as it always was. After a while, they began asking each other. In the cool of the evening, after they had eggs for breakfast in the morning, who's who? How much? And what's the answer? And the tough old man, their father, Gimme the Axe, he said, it is too much to be too long anywhere. And Please Gimme and Ask Me No Questions, the tough son and the tough daughter of Gimme the Axe, they answered their father, it is too much to be too long anywhere. So they sold everything they had. Pigs, pastures, pepper pickers, pitchforks, everything except their rag bags and a few extras. When their neighbors saw them selling everything they had, the different neighbors said, aha, they are going to Kansas, to Kokomo, to Canada, to Kankakee, to Kalamazoo, to Kamchatka, to the Chattahoochee. One little sniffer, with his eyes half shut and a mitten on his nose, laughed in his hat five ways and said, they are going to the moon, and when they get there, they will find everything is the same as it always was. All the spot cash money he got for selling everything, pigs, pastures, pepper pingers, pitchforks, Gimme the Axe put in a rag bag and slung on his back like a rag picker going home. Then he took Please Gimme, his oldest and youngest and only son, and Ask Me No Questions, his oldest and youngest and only daughter, and went to the railroad station. The ticket agent was sitting at the window selling railroad tickets the same as always. And the ticket agent, wiping sleep out of his eyes, asked them, do you wish a ticket to go away and come back, or do you wish a ticket to go away and never come back? And Gimme the Axe said, we wish a ticket to ride where the railroad tracks run off into the sky and never come back. send us far as the railroad rails go, and then 40 ways farther yet. And the ticket agent, wiping more sleep out of his eyes, said, "So far, so early, so soon? Then I will give you a new ticket." It blew in. It is a long, slick, yellow leather slab ticket with a blue spanch across it. Gimme the axe, thanked the ticket agent once, thanked the ticket agent twice, and then instead of thanking the ticket agent three times, he opened the rag bag and took out all the spot cash money he got for selling everything. Pigs, pastures, pepper pickers, pitchforks, and paid the spot cash money to the ticket agent. Before he put it in his pocket, he looked once, twice, three times at the long yellow leather slab ticket with a blue spanch across it. Then, with "please gimme and ax me no questions," he got on the railroad train, showed the conductor his ticket, and they started to ride to where the railroad tracks run off into the blue sky, and then 40 ways farther yet. The train ran on and on. It came to the place where the railroad tracks run off into the blue sky. And it ran on and on, chick, chick-a-chick, chick-a-chick, chick-a-chick. Sometimes the engineer hooted and tooted the whistle. Sometimes the fireman rang the bell. Sometimes the open and shut of the steam hog's nose choked and spit, "Pavistifoost, Pavistifoost, Pavistifoost." But no matter what happened to the whistle and the bell and the steam hog, the train ran on and on to where the railroad tracks run off into the blue sky. And then it ran on and on more and more. Sometimes Gimme the Axe looked in his pocket, put his fingers in and took out the long, slick, yellow leather slab ticket with a blue spanch across it. And he said to his children, "Not even the kings of Egypt, with all their climbing camels and all their speedy, spotted, lucky lizards, ever had a ride like this." And then something happened. They met another train running on the same track. One train going one way, the other going the other way. They met. They passed each other. And the children asked their father, "What was it? What happened?" And he said, "Oh, one train went over, the other train went under. This is the over and under country. Nobody gets out of the way of anybody else. They either go over or under." And next, they came to the country of the balloon pickers. Hanging down from the skies, strung on strings so fine the eye couldn't see them at first, was the balloon crop of that summer. The sky was thick with balloons. Red, blue, yellow balloons. White, purple, and orange balloons. Peach, watermelon, and potato balloons. Rye loaf and wheat loaf balloons. Link sausage and pork chop balloons. They floated and filled the sky. The balloon pickers were walking on high stilts picking balloons. Each picker had his own stilts, long or short. For picking balloons near the ground, he had short stilts. If he wanted to pick far and high, he walked on a far and high pair of stilts. Baby pickers on baby stilts were picking baby balloons. When they fell off the stilts, the handful of balloons they were holding kept them in the air till they got their feet into the stilts again. And Ax Me No Questions asked her father, "Who is that away up there in the sky, climbing like a bird in the morning?" And Gimme the Axe, he was singing too happy. The songs came out of his neck and made him so light, the balloons pulled him off his stilts. Well, will he ever come down again, back to his own people? Oh, yes. His heart will get heavy when his songs are all gone. Then he'll drop down to his stilts again. The train was running on and on. The engineer hooted and tooted the whistle when he felt like it. The fireman rang the bell when he felt that way. And sometimes the open and shut of the steam hog had to go, bavistafoost, bavistafoost. And Gimme the Axe said to his son and daughter, next is the country where the circus clowns come from. Keep your eyes open. And they did keep their eyes open. They saw cities with ovens, long and short ovens, fat, stubby ovens, lean, lank ovens, all for baking, either long or short clowns, or fat and stubby, or lean and lank clowns. After each clown was baked in the oven, it was taken out into the sunshine and put up to stand like a big white doll with a red mouth leaning against the fence. Two men came along to each baked clown standing still like a doll. One man threw a bucket of white fire over it. The second man pumped a wind pump with a living red wind through the red mouth. The clown rubbed his eyes, opened his mouth, twisted his neck, wiggled his ears, wriggled his toes, jumped away from the fence and began turning handsprings, cartwheels, somersaults and flip-flops in the sawdust ring near the fence. And Gimme the Axe said, the next we come to is the rutabaga country, where the big city is the village of liver and onions. And he looked again in his pocket to be sure. He had the long, slick, yellow leather slab ticket with a blue spanch across it. The train ran on and on, till it stopped running straight and began running in zigzag like one letter Z put next to another Z and the next and the next. The tracks and the rails and the ties and the spikes under the train all stopped being straight and changed to zigzag like one letter Z and another letter Z put next after the other. Ask me no questions, said, it seems to me like we go halfway and then back up. And Gimme the Axe said, look out of the window and see if the pigs have bibs on. If the pigs are wearing bibs, then this is the rutabaga country. And they looked out of the zigzagging windows of the zigzagging cars, and the first pigs they saw had bibs on. And the next pigs and the next pigs they saw all had bibs on. The checker pigs had checker bibs on. The striped pigs had striped bibs on. And the polka dot pigs had polka dot bibs on. Please, Gimme asked his father, who fixes it for the pigs to have bibs on? And he said, the fathers and mothers fix it. Fathers and mothers fix it. The checker pigs have checker fathers and mothers. The striped pigs have striped fathers and mothers. And the polka dot pigs have polka dot fathers and mothers. And the train went zigzagging on and on, running on the tracks and the rails and the spikes and the ties, which were all zigzag like the letter Z and the letter Z. And after a while, the train zigzagged on into the village of liver and onions, known as the biggest city in the big, big rutabaga country. And so, if you are going to the rutabaga country, you'll know when you get there, because the railroad tracks change from straight to zigzag. The pigs have bibs on, and it is the fathers and mothers who fix it. And if you start to go to that country, remember first, you must sell everything you have. Pigs, pastures, pepper pickers, pitchforks. Put the spot cash money in a rag bag and go to the railroad station and ask the ticket agent for a long, slick, yellow leather slab ticket with a blue spanch across it. And you mustn't be surprised if the ticket agent wipes sleep from his eyes and asks, So far, so early, so soon.